Now time for a locker room chat with Riverside Boys head basketball coach Tyler Herbster after a pair of games from this past week as they have completed their regular season this year. And coach, we'll start off with your guys' 53-44 win over Perryland Compton. And coach, you told me that you guys trailed at halftime. We played strong in the third quarter and played well with the lead in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we kind of looking back at our first meeting with them, and like I said, Perry had shot 26 free throws. We had 20 turnovers, didn't miss some easy baskets. And I kind of looked at the kids wondering, like, how we only lost by 10 in the first matchup, turning the ball over 20 times. I think we had 7 turnovers in the first quarter and 8 turnovers in the fourth quarter in the first matchup with them. And like I said, I was like, guys, we must have done something right to only lose by 10 points. So we really focused on reducing, you know, cutting the turnovers in half and keeping them off the free throw line. And we did a pretty good job. We've been doing a pretty good job getting to the free throw line ourselves in the last 4 to 5 games. So, you know, we only had 8 turnovers in the game, and 4 of those were charges, which, you know, those aren't that means at least we were trying to take the ball strong to the basket. I think they shot 2 from 11 from the free throw line. So we kept them off the free throw line and we got there 25 times. And, you know, we haven't had very many opportunities to kind of close a game out with, you know, in the fourth quarter with a, you know, 3 to 6 point lead. And we honestly did a really good job, you know, finishing the game and making enough free throws down the stretch to kind of to keep them, you know, a 6 to 10 point lead there in the final few minutes. So it was a good win against a really good Perryland Compton team. So it was really, really nice to see us play well right there down the stretch.
And then last night, a rough one for you guys. You guys had a few of your players out due to various reasons, but you started off with a 7-1 lead, but then gave up a 24-4 run, and then you guys were outscored 23-1 in the third quarter. Kind of hard to win a game when those kind of things happen.
Yeah, and we didn't, you know, the first half we played pretty tough, and usually we get off to slow starts. That's I was really worried about our scoring, having some of our kids out last night and getting out to that 7-1, then I think it was 9-3. And, you know, I'd say that was probably one of the better starts that we've had to a game, all year. And we kept it close there in the first half. I thought mainly because we didn't turn the ball over for easy baskets. And I think it was, you know, it was about 10 or 11 points. And then they did get a basket right there at the end of the buzzer in the second quarter. But we just came out of the second quarter, I think, you know, they started off on a quick 10-0 run before we even maybe got one shot up. So we were just pretty careless with the ball. They do a great job pushing the ball up the floor. So when our guards did penetrate and we didn't score, we had a real hard time, you know, our bigs and the guard that kind of took the ball to the basket, we just couldn't get back on defense. It just seems like they ran the ball out on us, and their depth, I mean, they bring in subs that are, you know, just as good as their starters, it seems like. So I was pretty happy with the way our boys played it in the first half, and then, like I said, the second half was just a different story, and they kind of just ran us over and went on really long runs, and we just had too many scoring droughts.
Now you guys take on Horton in the first round of your sub-state. And, Coach, this is a team that you lost to in sub-state last year in the second round after getting a first-round win. So you guys do avoid the play-in. You guys get the 7th seed. Your thoughts on how that kind of shaped up for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, that's the Perry game. There was a pretty big win for us to kind of bump us up in the standings. And we did get the chance to play Horton in the midseason tournament in McLeod, and we had lost to them in overtime. And I not real sure how well we did or didn't play there. I mean, I thought in the first half we took a bunch of bad shots, and we weren't down by a lot at halftime. And then the second half, the end of the score in the overtime made it probably look a little bit closer than it actually was. I mean, Horton kind of controlled that entire game for us, and we just kind of got hot and hit a bunch of threes right down the stretch. So, if we can play how we did the other night against Perry, I would say that if we can get all of our players back playing together and playing hard, I do like our chances. However, you know, Horton did win the sub-state last year. We will have to go to their place. They've got you know, upperclassmen that are really good. And, I don't know. I think it, we just have to go in there and battle and just worry about ourselves and make sure that we're willing to do the little things to try to win the basketball game.
And when you guys put it all together, you guys are a tough team to be defeated, and this will be a tough challenge for both teams in this one coming up next week. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it. Best of luck.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
That was Riverside Boys head basketball coach Tyler Herbster here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by MCon of Wathena and Uler Law Office.